Live from NPR News, I'm Noor Rahm. President-elect Joe Biden is promising that he'll be a president who seeks not to divide, but to unify.
I'll work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as those who did. Let this grim era of demonization in America begin to end here and now.
Biden was declared the winner Saturday morning after Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes put him over the top. He spoke Saturday night at a drive-in rally in Wilmington. He was introduced by the vice president-elect Kamala Harris, who will become the highest-ranking woman ever in the U.S. government.
To our campaign staff and volunteers, this extraordinary team, thank you for bringing more people than ever before into the democratic process.
She said while she may be the first woman in that office, she won't be the last. Residents of Silver Spring, Maryland, turned their weekly farmers market into a dance party when news of the Biden-Harris victory broke. NPR's Hannah Elam has more.
Silver Spring is a diverse suburb of Washington. It's home to many Black Americans, as well as African and Latino immigrant communities, people from the same countries President Trump disparaged in xenophobic attacks. As soon as Biden's win was announced, shoppers and vendors at the downtown market started cheering. Uniformed workers and bus drivers joined in the celebrations. Erica Good burst into tears. She's a 50-year-old Black woman originally from Philadelphia. She's speaking through an Eagles face mask.
The people in this country really want things to be better. They really do. I think people felt that they suffered these past 4 years.
The DJ started playing a song over the loudspeaker. Hit the road, Jack. Hannah Lam, NPR News.
Similar dance parties broke out in cities across the country. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, John Notariani reports on one that he went to in Portland, Oregon.
Raul Moreno celebrated in the street with his 3-year-old daughter Olivia in Portland. Woo! Spontaneous celebrations like these erupted across the city on Saturday morning. In northeast Portland, Lillian Manjo saw her neighbor offering a musical salute, a trumpet in one hand, a glass of champagne in the other. Now, of course, not everybody was celebrating. 40% of Oregon voters did vote for Donald Trump. And in Salem, at the Stop the Steal rally, Trump supporters voiced their opposition. For NPR News, I'm John Notariani in Portland.
You're listening to NPR News. The Iraqi president, as well as leaders in Iraq's Kurdistan region, are congratulating Biden, referring to him as a longtime friend. As NPR's Jane Araf tells us, he has a long history with the country.
Iraqi and Kurdish leaders have gotten to know Biden over more than a decade. As vice president during the Obama administration, he was also the president's point man on Iraq. He oversaw the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq in 2011, and then their return to fight ISIS 3 years later. Before that, he was head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Those relationships will serve him well, the Kurdistan region's deputy prime minister, Qabad Talabani, tells NPR. And unlike Trump, he's considered supportive of Kurds in Iraq and Syria. Jane Araf, NPR News, Erbil, in the Kurdistan region of Iraq.
Many states are seeing rises in the number of COVID-19 cases. From member station KUNC, Carly Huckles reports on efforts to slow the spread in Colorado.
Colorado set up a free and voluntary service developed in partnership with Google and Apple that can notify users of possible exposure to COVID-19 on their smartphones. But cases have still risen since its implementation. Now, new free COVID-19 testing kiosks are being set up around the state in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. And Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has issued a public health order requiring many businesses to close their doors at 10 p.m.
Carly Huckles from member station KUNC, and I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.